we've got an HTP open morning this morning, and our next contestant is is it Niamh?
Yes, Niamh.
And that's an Irish name. Family are Irish. Mum was Irish.
Yes, my mum was Irish, but she lived in England.
Okay, but you never ever went to Ireland?
No.
You're from Milton Keynes originally?
Yes.
And you moved to the Isle of Wight, how long ago?
3 months ago, I think 3-4 months ago, yes.
So not long?
No.
And you settled in all right?
Yeah, it's been really good. It's been a bit rocky, but it's been fine.
Okay, so whereabouts roughly do you live on the island?
Ryde.
Okay, you like Ryde?
Yeah, it's okay. There's a bit of traffic outside our house, but it's okay.
It's a bit hilly, isn't it,
yes.
I find?
Yeah, it is.
I lived there for a little while, and we had to move to somewhere flat, because, you know, my little legs just couldn't take it. Now, you're an interesting character, because you want to be a paleontologist.
Yes, a paleontologist.
Go on, tell me what, because I know roughly what it is.
Well, yeah, a paleontologist is a person who studies dinosaurs. Well, actually, it's basically between... There's an era, really, which the paleontologists study. So it's in the Mesozoic era. So they study the Triassic, which is where dinosaurs first evolved, the Jurassic, and the Cretaceous. And so then the Cretaceous is where the dinosaurs died out.
So you are a young lady that really knows your stuff. Because you lost me after the first sentence. you get on well with my wife because she's into fossils and dinosaurs and things. Well, she married me. Let's be honest, you've come to the right place because there's plenty of dinosaurs on the island,
yes,
isn't there?
Yes, yes.
Real ones.
Even real ones, yes.
So you actually met Brian Cox?
Yes, I did. Only on Skype when I was interviewed on Stargazing Live.
Okay, excellent.
So that was very good.
Oh, I would imagine it was. So, I mean, that's a fascinating little story. That really is. Have you sort of gone to a variety? Because obviously there's different organisations on the Isle of Wight that deal with fossils and so on and so forth that may be able to help you with, you know, building a career. Have you made contact with them?
No, not yet.
Why not?
Well...
I know what you're going to say. You've only been here 3 months. But that's, you know, that's time, isn't it?
I know, but I wanted to start HTP first and get my typing up, get a fundamental basics in education and have a real... Because they're a good reference as well.
Sure.
So I wanted a good reference.
And I'm sure that they can introduce you to people. They've got contacts and so on and so forth. So I would imagine at some point in the near future... you'll be being introduced to those people so you can, you know, go and chat to them and maybe we'll be talking to you in a little while when you'll be like professor.
Oh, yes.
Is that what it builds up to, being a professor?
Yeah, I'm going to go to university to study paleontology and then I'll probably be going into doing museum curating. But my main goal is to catalogue the entire genetic structure of the dinosaurs. So, you know, you have these, there's books or stuff like that where they have all the genetics for the dinosaur, for people and stuff like that. Well, I wanted to do it for dinosaurs, to find the individual species and to find out which species evolved from which dinosaur, because with DNA, you can do that.
Wow, you really know your stuff, and it's like you're a breath of fresh air because you've really obviously gone into it and you know your stuff and you're really mad keen for it.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do it since four. I wanted to be paleontologist since four.
What were you watching? Age. Who were you talking to at the time when you suddenly thought, that's what I want to do?
I found a fossilised deer tooth in the garden, and we went to a museum. And they said that it was an Ice Age deer tooth, and since then I've been hooked.
Wow. So is there a way that people can get hold of you if, just say, for instance, there's somebody out there that is really like, you know, some professor out there that is, you know, looking for a dinosaur expert, a fossil expert? How do they get hold of you?
Well, I've got an email address, or they could contact HTP.
Okay. Would that be easier? Would you prefer that?
I'd prefer that if they've contacted HTP.
And asked for Niamh?
Yes.
Professor Niamh.
Professor Niamh.
It's been a joy to talk to you. It really has. And good luck. And hopefully we'll see you again in the future.
Yes. Let's hope so.